we had a meeting today at 3 o'clock with two officials from the Social Welfare Office. They are sort of spearheading the committee that is delegated by the governor's office to oversee in part the proceedings or the process of relocating or helping those people who are displaced, to identify them and send them to a holding camp, a temporary holding camp for the time being, so that they're identified and they would be able to assist them from there.
We hear that people have been sent to holding camps already, particularly one called Helensville Farm in Umgoza. Is this true?
According to our discussion, there is still no infrastructure yet at the holding camp. And people, as per our agreement, will not move to that camp until Friday next week.
We hear that a number of families have already been moved there.
They told us the families have not been moved there. They told us that they are still waiting for statistics from the church. And after that, the Red Cross is expected most probably to move into site to erect basic infrastructure so that the first batch of people to move after our meeting is expected to be next Friday, really. Unless, you know, there is information which I do not know.
Who came up with the idea of today's meeting?
What has happened, as an alliance of pastors, we have been to see the governor in the past, and we told him that we're already housing people and more people arriving, and in the future there'll be need for a solution, and we gave him our concerns, and we mentioned that it will be good even to identify land. So I would say it is, to some extent, a joint understanding.
Could you tell me what facilities are going to be made available and by whom exactly?
The pastors, the churches there, they have requested that basic facilities of adequate shelter, sanitation, clean water, at least, and then maybe a mobile clinic.
What would happen if there are no adequate facilities by Friday next week?
Friday is not an ultimatum at all. Friday is the was a date where we hoped and where they hoped that facilities should be in place. As soon as the structures are in place and before the people are moved, the church has also made stakeholders together with the Red Cross. They are going to visit the proposed site, and then also they should be satisfied. And if not satisfied, they could still make further proposals that at least people will be housed, averagely comfortable, let me say.